Hello?
Hi, Al?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Hill again. I'm very sorry to bother you, but I was hoping I could get you to do something if you didn't mind.
Maybe. What do you want?
Well, I wanted to email you a picture.
Okay.
And because I remember you said something about when you were talking to the FBI lady with the same name as an airplane.
Yeah.
She got you to draw a picture or where you saw the plane.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, like, if I could send you a picture and you could just put, like, a draw where you think you saw it. Because that guy that called you, he's going around saying that you're confirmation that the plane didn't hit the building. So, and it's just bothering me, actually. And, like, they're, like, twisting your words around and everything.
How could he possibly, how's he saying that? On his website or something, or?
Yeah, he's saying that in that website, forums and stuff like that. They're saying you're another north of Citgo confirmed witness, so therefore there's no way the plane could have hit the Pentagon, even though you even told him that you saw the plane hit.
Yeah, I saw it all the way to impact.
And I was just wondering, like, real quick, you said, okay, were you on the fifth floor of the eighth wing?
Yeah.
Because I was looking at a picture, and someone had mentioned it says, they sent me a picture. It said it shows the eighth wing, but it looks like the eighth wing only had three or four floors. Could you please double check that he was on the fifth floor of the eighth wing?
Top floor.
It was a top floor, which is the fifth floor?
How many floors do we have? I don't work there anymore. Let me think. Fourth floor. You know what? I should know that. Four or five floors. I think maybe it's four floors.
But you like whatever it was, four or five. You remember you were on
the top floor of the annex. I'll have to check and see what the room number actually was back then.
Okay, and then just another real quick thing was somebody said, could you ask Al which side of the plane he was looking at, if he saw the left side, port side, or if he saw the right side, the starboard side?
I saw the left side.
And it says here, yeah, he should have been looking at the left port side because he mentioned it was over his right shoulder.
Yeah, it was the left side.
So when I was looking at a picture, like, where you were in the Navy Annex, if you were looking over your right shoulder, it seems to me that the plane would have been more closer to Columbia Pike.
Yeah, if you look at that guy, Craig, whatever his name is, sent me a CD, and it's the same crap he's got on his website.
Oh, you got the CD already?
Oh, yeah, and there's several witnesses that have drawn a flight path that's very curved from the Navy Annex to impact.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen all those different drawings. Yeah.
Okay, and then there's the one that is the official flight path that has it more down Columbia Pike.
Yeah.
Okay, I would put it slightly in... I put it in between that, more over the gas station. I think the official flight path looks pretty damn close to what I saw.
So you would be more consistent with the official flight path rather than the so-called north of Citgo flight path that they're trying to say?
Yeah, that just, it didn't, there's just no way. It came, it looked like it went over the gas station.
Yeah, well, from when I'm looking at the picture, if you're looking at the gas station, that would be over to your left. And then if you look...
Now, the gas station would be to my right.
It would be to your right?
Yep.
Okay, maybe just the way it looks in Google Earth or something.
I was closer to the cemetery side, not the Columbia Pike side. Keep in mind that the Navy Annex runs from Cemetery Road there, that goes up the hill, and you've got a a road that leads from the stoplight where Columbia Pike and the Cemetery Road intersect. Okay, that road goes up a very, very steep hill. And as you're going up that hill to the annex, on your right-hand side is Arlington National Cemetery. On the left-hand side is the Navy Annex. So if you go to the corner of that building, and then from the corner of that building, count over about 10 windows or so, that's about where my office was in the old 8th Wing that's now gone. So the aircraft came over the annex to my right shoulder, went over the Citgo station, over the bridge on 127, and then plowed into the building. So that's closer to the official account of where the plane hit. The official, it's pretty damn close.
So from the way it looks with all those lines that those guys were drawing, that doesn't seem right to you.
No, the lines that they've got with it coming way over, as I'm looking at the Pentagon from my office, with it way over to, which would have been my left, no way. It just didn't happen that way. Didn't happen that way.
Like, would you happen to be on the computer by chance, or?
I'm sitting at my computer right now, as a matter of fact.
Well, what if, could I email you that pic real quick so you can look at it right now?
Sure.
I'll just send it to you through my Hotmail here. It'll be sure_DJ@hotmail.com. I just got to go to it. .com.
I was tempted after reading what he had, or seeing what he had on that video, of sending a letter to him that says unequivocally, I saw the aircraft hit the building. It did not fly over. It impacted, and it exploded.
Yeah, somebody was...
I saw it hit.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Like, I mean, I'd almost be tempted to send you the links of all the fighting going on. You'd probably have a good... You'd either have a good laugh or you'd be very angry. So I don't know which one it would be.
Yeah, well, it's just irritating. It's just unbelievable that, you know, what part of that they don't get.
Well, I had someone call me today, and, like, some guy I didn't even know, he's like, I noticed you're looking in the Pentagon, and I just wanted to tell you that in 2002, I saw an interview with a guy from, that was in Afghanistan talking about how he was in the Pentagon and saw an F-16 fighter flying right towards him. And so that guy's like, well, that's proof of a missile. And I'm like, well, I don't think so, because I've talked to a lot of people that saw the plane hit, so I don't know how. And
well, there was an F-16 after the Pentagon was already on fire. And I saw an F-16 come ripping over.
Yeah, but that's what I mentioned to him. I said, I talked to somebody that saw an F-16 after the explosion. This guy's no, this was before, right before the explosion. It looked he said that this guy that was being interviewed said it zipped right above him.
Wow.
Looked like it was coming at him. I said, well, there was an F-16, and I was told that it hit the that it was after the explosion. Sorry. I'm just trying to download these pictures here. Okay, I got two pictures I'll send you.
So is there a website or something this guy's got? That,
well, they got their forum, CIT, Citizen Investigation Team. I think it's .org or .com. I'm not sure exactly which one it is. But there's like a few different forums where they're posting the same nonsense. And it's aggravating, actually, to see that that there's people defending this nonsense, and there's other people buying into the flyover of the plane when there's, like, as far as no evidence, and you guys, like, you yourself, and, like, every other witness says that it hit. Like,
on, which is ridiculous.
You know, I don't know why, excuse me, I don't know why they would want to believe that crap, and they're looking, you know, for something that's just...
I guess some people just like a good conspiracy theory. I don't know. The stranger it is, the better, the more interesting, more people latch onto it, I guess. I don't know. Like, I guess that's why so many people, it deters them away from even looking into any of the stuff, because they hear all these stupid ideas, and they just, you know, like, even to the fact of aliens blowing up the World Trade Center or whatever, like... I guess it's just as bad to say that a plane flew over the Pentagon.
Well, you know, how they could believe that.
Do you have any programs? Like, do you know how to, like, do you have, like, Microsoft Paint or any programs that you could draw a line with on the pictures? Or?
Sure.
Okay, I'll send you two of them right now. What's your email address?
Yeah, really, for me to be able to do it, I almost really need to have if I had an image that was from the Navy Annex.
Well, I got one it's kind of like looking out as if you were looking out your office almost, and then
really?
Another one.
Where'd you get that?
Someone got them. I guess they must have went on Google Earth or something and got them. I just sent them now. I don't know if they might be there by now. It says it's sent. But I just attached two pics. But I mean, where's that thing?
And where are you located?
I'm in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada. It's right on the border of Sault, Ontario and Sault, Michigan. Like, we're right basically across the street from each other.
Oh, okay.
So I'm, like, way up north in Canada. It's got...
Here it is. Shore DJ.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Well, if you and I got the picture up in front of me. It says Hemp Hill View, 8th Wing.
Huh?
Are you looking at the same picture?
Yeah.
Okay, look at the bottom. See where it says Sitco?
Yeah.
Okay, now run your finger over to the gap in the trees.
Over to the right, yeah?
Yep. I'd say right about there.
That's about where you saw it?
It would have flown right about over there and then hit. And see that pole that I saw, pole that says pole number 2 in the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right. Right about like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes, you know, I mean, I don't know. It just makes whatever you say, like, I mean... I don't know how to say it. I guess that makes it, I don't even know what to say. Like, from what you're saying, it could easily have hit the light poles and smashed into the Pentagon from where you saw it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that as best I can tell, I don't, you know, looking at the official story and everything, I don't see anything in there that would lead me to believe that the official story is anything other than accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't... I don't know myself. Like, I mean, I know that what they told us about the towers isn't accurate from talking to professionals. Like, professional physicists, professional engineers and stuff. But as far as the Pentagon goes, like, I really haven't looked into it as much as, like, Craig and those guys did. And I don't know where they come up with a lot of their theories. Like, they say, well, how could a plane have punctured a round hole into the third ring of the Pentagon? Like, I don't know myself. I don't know, but it is what it is kind of deal.
Yeah, who did this? Hemphill in office and then drew a line and point of impact.
I'm not sure who did that. I saw it on a, it was posted on a forum. That might have been some guy that's arguing with a bunch of, with Craig and his little disciples of the his flyover disciples.
Now that line of sight line there is pretty accurate.
So that's about accurate right there.
That's that picture that says this is Hemphill in office and I see the building. Okay, in terms of my line of sight, that would have been about right, and the airplane would have been to my right shoulder, which would have placed it more consistent with it coming over the annex. And see, the trouble is that with this guy, I had a view of that aircraft for between 3 and 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the more longer I saw it until it impacted into a fireball. And I can assure you, there was no aircraft that flew, pulled up out of that maneuver as he was diving it and went up and over the Pentagon. It did not happen that way. It hit.
Yeah, because they're basically saying it did a U-turn, like it went up over the Pentagon, did a U-turn and came back from where it was coming from kind of deal. Like, and
yeah,
the plane couldn't even do that. Like, I guess those fixed-wing aircraft need to take wide turns.
Well, an aircraft of that size, he's diving the aircraft, okay? I have a view of him as he's going over the roadway and diving into the Pentagon. The last view in my head, as I can remember it before just the tremendous flash bang, there was no pull-up. There was no time for him to do that. Even if he had attempted to pull up, there wouldn't have been time. It was impossible.
Like, there's these guys arguing. The guy who made, I think, that made that one with the blue line on it, his name, he goes by the name Eugene Debs. And there's some guys saying, like they're saying here, it's saying Eugene Debs is twisting Hemphill's words around, actually. He isn't really, he's ignoring them altogether. And it says, Hemphill told Craig that the plane flew straight over top of him, over his right shoulder, directly over the Navy annex. It says, he said it flies straight over the gas station, slightly to the Arlington Cemetery side.
No, absolutely wrong. It flew over the gas station, more to the Columbia Pike side. I told this guy it flew from where I was standing there, and this picture right here I'm looking at, that's got the line with the two red arrows on it.
Huh?
All right, that is an accurate picture of the Navy annex in relation to the Pentagon as it would have been circa 2001. Excuse me.
Okay, okay.
Okay, so that's an accurate portrait of my line of sight. Now, that's not the accurate flight path of the aircraft. My line of sight there is not the line of sight of the aircraft. If that's what they're trying to say, is that it flew directly over my head, no. That's not what I told the FBI, and that's not what I saw. It was more to the Columbia Pike side, which would have put it over the gas station a little bit. But if you look at the gas station, are you looking at the picture right now?
Yeah.
Okay, if you see the edge of the gas station, where the gas station parking lot is for the Citgo station.
Yeah.
It was right over in that area and then hit the Pentagon. Now, could it have been a little bit further over? Yeah, hell, I don't know. I saw it for three to five seconds. But the key point is what I saw was the left-hand side of the aircraft. That's what I drew for Special Agent Heidi Messerschmidt of the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, what I just described, is consistent, or more consistent, with the official story produced by the government as to the flight path of the aircraft, and is not consistent with what this guy Craig is saying.
because the aircraft did not fly directly over my head. It was to my right.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying that both those points that Craig brought up prove that, in your view, the plane could not have struck the first light pole, as it would have, they say, as it would have been impossible for the plane to make such a maneuver.
Didn't see it. I saw a flash of what I think was a light pole going down, which would have been to the north side of the bridge on 27.
Mm-hmm. And then it says, I'm looking for some agreement here that these words of Hemphill, the words he actually spoke to Craig, confirm the plane flew directly over the Navy annex as he stated, or as has been stated by multiple witnesses. The words also confirm the north of Sitco flight path has been stated by multiple witnesses, and thus can be used to prove the light pole and cab scene was staged. I don't know. It's all...
That is pure crap. And if you take and you do an overlay of this picture of an aircraft the size of a 757,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what you'll get is that it's big enough that the wings, the fuselage, it would have gone over. If I had to predict and look at the flight path there based upon this picture, I would guess that the guy probably was lining up on Columbia Pike and used the hotel that's up the street from the annex as his initial point in order to line this sucker up. And then he dove the aircraft right down Columbia Pike, down the hill, and then hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
Which meant that probably his wing or so probably was over the Pentagon, over the Navy annex, and that would make sense that the left engine would probably have been what caused the pea gravel on our roof to go flying all over the place, because it's a tarred roof with pea gravel.
So, like, I guess when you told Craig that it was slightly more towards the Arlington Cemetery side, you were just, like, I guess mistaken in the moment?
No, I didn't say that. I said my office is more towards the Arlington Cemetery side. The aircraft was not more towards the cemetery. It's more towards Columbia Pike.
Well, I don't know. I guess they're going to say that you changed your story now or something, because he recorded your phone call and put it on the Internet.
You're kidding.
No. And it did, when I listened to it, it did say, like, when you said over the gas station, you said, well, it could have been slightly more over to the Arlington Cemetery side.
Well, I'm not looking at a picture. I'm going from memory, and it would have gone over the gas station. But what makes me mad is he recorded that without telling me.
Yeah. It says here too, like when they're talking about, like, says,
there is that on the internet.
Yeah.
Can you give me a site to go to find that?
Well, there's a whole bunch of them actually.
Well, anyone that will take me to
what, you're, like, really upset that he recorded your call, or what?
Oh, yeah, I'm furious. I am furious. He didn't tell me he was recording that, nor did he have my permission to record that.
Well, you're basically going to hate me, too, now, because I recorded our calls, too. But
well, that's not, you know.
Like, I know it's wrong, but I'm just, like, trying to get the truth from people. And if I tell people what you told me, they're not going to believe me.
Are you recording us now?
Yeah, I could turn it off if you want. If you go to pumpitout.com and go to the forum, you'll find the whole fight going on there. Sorry, man.
No.
I didn't think it would be a big deal. Like, I mean, I just needed it to prove to them that those guys were lying.
It's to record somebody without telling them is illegal.
Well, in Canada, you only need one person consent. But it was probably illegal for Craig to do it.
Indeed.
Like I said, in a way, I think you'll probably get a good laugh out of what they're saying. But in a way, it's like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend anybody, offend you or anybody else. I just really want to know the truth about what happened. Like, there's no other ulterior motive besides that. Whereas these guys are going around trying to push a story of a plane flying over. Like,
well, I can tell you that the bottom line is an airplane struck the Pentagon. I saw it hit. And people I know died as a result of it.
Right.
And I am really offended that this guy would do this. You know, I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm not thrilled that you posted my conversation with you up there without telling me.
Yeah.
But
I'm very sorry. I just knew no one would believe me if I just told them that I talked to you or told them what you said. It was just, that was the only reason. Just, they could hear it for themselves. Like, some guy that actually saw a plane hit the Pentagon, confirm it. And even Craig seems to try and confuse people, and he's a very slick talker. So it all even seems, when I listened to your whole phone call with him, you were kind of getting confused, where he was actually, it actually almost seemed like maybe he was so good at what he was saying to you that he might have made you doubt what you actually saw for a second or something. I don't know.
No, I didn't feel like that, but
like, that's the way he pawned it off as, is like, he's even questioning if you really saw. Like, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Let me tell you this: when you get a call from somebody like that, and then they tell you that, well, you know, you've just confirmed that, what you believed happened didn't happen, and then proceeds to tell you that that what you saw didn't really happen, you know, that pisses you off. It really pisses you off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I'm going to send this guy a letter for certain. I'm just really just pissed off right now. That just, you know, this guy Craig, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
But if you go to...
Are you recording us right now?
I'll turn it off right now, okay?